again to you, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you from the cricket crazy nation of Sri Lanka, where Sri Lanka has made it into the World Cup finals for cricket, and the whole nation is exuberant. It's you know what? It's just cool to see people happy about something. And so, hey, I'm all for it. Enjoy the sport. Enjoy all that comes with it. Get behind something. Feel good. Sure, why not? There's always somebody that wants to pee in your Cheerios. Where they just, you know, like, don't be happy about anything. You know, I'm the devil. Yeah, okay, fine. You know, because I don't know what it is, but religious people are just very miserable people. They're just all tied up in confabulated knots and looking for just some way to make their lives more bound. Look, simple way. Just seek the Father for yourself. Why not? He speaks to you direct. Why? You don't need an intermediary. You don't need me. You don't need anybody. Ask Him. And if your heart... here's the one kicker. If in your heart of hearts, in the core of your being, if you want Him, if you're not trying to get your own way, do your own thing, control, manipulate... If all of that is not part of who you are, or not part of who you're desiring to be, I guess, and really at the core of who you are, you want Him, you want truth, then go for it. He knows, you know. But if you're trying to manipulate, if you're trying to control, if you're trying to stamp a spiritual label on a deception, then, you know, just call it for what it is, because you'll be better off in the long run if at least you know that's where you're coming from. Don't spiritualize it. Don't try to call something God when it's not, when it's really you with your own agenda, you with your own personal vendetta or what have you. But if you go to Him like that, if you go to Him with that honesty, if you go to Him straight, and you're seeking Him, no matter what state you might be in, you might be totally screwed up. That's okay. If the core of your being is what you want is Him, He'll meet you there. He'll speak to you there. He'll direct you there. He'll guide you in and through whatever it is that you may be facing. So, not to worry, not to doubt, because you are His child. He does love you exceedingly much. Very, very much. And so just why not? Go for it. And just take it one step at a time. Allow Him to lead and direct you. Give us this day our daily bread. Jesus is the bread that came down from heaven. Unless you eat my flesh, drink my blood, you have no life in you. Remember? So Jesus is that daily bread that we eat. We consume Him. He is the Word. He is the Word of God. He is the spoken. He is the Logos, the Rhema, the all of it. So when you got Jesus, and when you feed on Him daily, and when that Word grows and flourishes in your heart, when you remain in Him and His words remain in you, John 15, you bear fruit, and that fruit comes out in so many different ways, just bursts forward from your life, and as it does, that includes the direction that you will take as you're being led by the Spirit of God, what you will do. And, you know, the thing is religion seeks to... religion, by its very nature, is a system. And a system looks for repeatable processes. A system looks for continuity. A system looks for what can be predicted and controlled. Just the very nature of a system. Whereas something that has life in it, that is is not going to grow. every fingerprint is different. Every tree is different. Every, you notice God's creation, and one of the things about nature is that there's not a person in this world that's exactly the same. Even identical twins are different. Same, beginning with the same cell and they split, they're still different. So that being the case, that which has life in it is going to be different, is going to not look like something else. There's going to be differences, there's going to be variations. And whereas a system and a religion and all of that, they want strict conformity. The last bottle of Coca-Cola has to be the exact same as the next. You know, it's because out of that they can predict, out of that they can control, out of that they can forecast, they can, oh gosh, there's so much that when they know what they're working with, when they know what the offering is that's going to be coming up every Sunday, they here's our projected giving to the kingdom, brother. Brother, you need to give to the kingdom for the extension of the work of the Lord. It's like, okay, wait, hold up. So you're telling me, no. You're telling me that you're the kingdom of God. And unless you, never mind. I mean, what is that? The kingdom of God, look, as far as resources go, yes, I do set aside resources to put into the work of God. I do. That's something that God's kind of just shown me how to do, but he sort of directed me to it. And you know, it was one point in time where he had directed me, he had showed me, and then somebody told me something different. I changed the way I was doing things, as you know, based on what somebody else had told me. And then as soon as I sort of violated the way that God had expressed it to me, I started having issues in that area. Just things just weren't flowing right. They weren't flowing the way they were. As soon as I repented, got online again with kind of the way that God showed me to do that, everything started lining back up again. I'm not going to... look, you seek him on this one. you ask him. I don't want to be that... I don't want to give you the rules that you latch on to. Ask him for yourself. But here, know this. Be generous on every occasion. And set aside unto that which you know God is doing. And bless that which God is a part of. And... you know, you just put some principles into work. That will be good for the life that you're living here in the earth. So, yeah, that's my encouragement in that area. That said, we completely let people off the hook when it comes to Faith Mix and what we do here. This work depends solely and completely on the direction and the leading and the guiding of the Lord. We do not have a base or somebody backing us or anything like that. So, no, I mean, there's a few people, God bless you, you know who you are, who chip in here, and it's appreciated. And, you know, we thank God for you guys. But, you know, that said... you know, we would much rather have a few people that just are led by the Lord to do something rather than guilting a ton of you guys and manipulating you into doing what they do all the time. I love that one. Will a man rob God? Oh, yeah, when they pull that one out, Malachi 4. Will a man rob God? So and so then they automatically equate that to you not chipping into the Babylonian system that they're all part of. And they're saying you're robbing God if you're not perpetuating that system. It also says in Proverbs, honor the Lord with the first fruit of your increase. So now it dishonors God for somebody to put money in, finances in, to something that is anti-Christ. You put money into something that is anti-Christ, you are dishonoring God with the first fruits of your increase. You are actually building a satanic system, and you're furthering that. You wonder why your resources are cursed. It might be because of that. Possibly. Oh, there's a thought for you you won't get on a Sunday morning. Ah. No, if you're going to put something in some place, put it into a place where you know the truth is going. You know that which, and why not? You know, but people want form, people want structure, people want things that they can control. They want that which makes them feel good, that which is predictable. They want some stability. So, hey, if that's what you want, and you want that more than Jesus, you'll get it. Sure. You know, I think one thing, people had a real tough time with Jesus because he did not show up the way he was supposed to. The Messiah did not come the way that they thought he would. And as a result, they couldn't deal. They couldn't handle it. They wanted a predictable Jesus. They wanted a Jesus that they could control, a Jesus that they could tell what to do, that they could prop up, and that would do what they wanted. They wanted somebody that would feed them when they were hungry, and, you know, on their terms, they didn't want to work. They wanted somebody to come conquer the Romans for them and set everything, set back up David's kingdom, you know, the way that they thought it was supposed to be. And Jesus didn't show up to do that. Jesus showed up to set things up a different way, to establish the kingdom within. The kingdom within, which is not bound by geography, not bound by language, not bound by any man-made system. It surpassed every other kingdom that has ever been or ever will be. It crushed the representation of the world system. Oh gosh, destroy that thing. And set lives free. People are now free to worship God. People are now free to walk with Him. People are now... You can be in the worst jail cell in the entire world, and that thing can become a place of praise because He does that work within. And your external circumstances does not determine your internal state. You know, brothers like Richard Wurmbrand, who have just amazing men of God that love God, walk with Him, knew Him, knew it for real, wrote about it, preached about it, lived it, and went on to be with Him. Sure, why not? Why not? Why not try that? Sure, better than what most people are doing. So, yes, it's all good in Jesus. You know, I think we just have to hold the line, you guys. We just have to be who He's made us to be. You know, I see the world starting to freak out a little bit more as time goes on. They realize they can't control things. You know, there's a lot of stuff, too, that, you know, I think I've had some friends, you know, writing me about different things and sending me emails and stuff. You know what? I really don't think the worlders have as much control as people give them credit for. I really don't think that they're able to manipulate as much as people would like to believe. Because I think people would like to believe that they have a certain level of control just so that they have the thought that maybe that things are really not as out of control as they are. But, you know, a point... Okay, some things that are controlled by their system and in their system. Okay, finance. There's definitely an element of that. Manipulation from man-made. Media. You know, when I was doing my master's... one thing we discussed even openly as far as mass media communication is if you could control, this is in relationship to advertising, but if you could control and get your message out through, you don't have to get it through everybody, you don't have to control all the media in a country, but if you could get it through a certain number of the main media channels in a particular area, that would be sufficient to control the thinking of the majority. Now, a little old lowly grad students can't be the only ones that have discussed stuff like this, as far as media planning, media buying. So that being the case, you know that the worlders with their very deep pockets have taken this stuff into account to put up people like Obama. You know what? It's kind of funny just seeing, you know, Donald Trump and going after Obama on this birth certificate thing. You know, I mean, I'm over at a distance. But just, you know, I think what's in more interesting for me is not Obama on this thing, but how other people react to it. Hey, I'm a dual national. I got my birth certificate. It's not hard for me to come up with that. I don't know what the big issue is. Don't know what the big problem is. But, alas, obviously there's something that is a problem or an issue there. It does seem, I mean, you would think that somebody would say, hey, wait, doesn't this seem a little bit strange that nobody remembers who went to school with this guy? That was the schools that he supposedly went to, that nobody remembers him? That is a bit weird. So, but alas, just goes to show you that journalism, real journalism by and large, is gone. And you know what, too? Even with journalists, you may have a good journalist, but if your editor is bought over and controlled, then that story's not coming out. Because he's got 50 stories he can pick from, and he just won't pick up that one. He'll say, oh, okay, that's old news, or that's not a big deal. Let's go with something else. And if he's under orders, that's what he'll end up doing. So, yeah, I mean, I can't... I mean, when you see what it is, you just you know what it is. So you're like, okay, that's what it is. When the worlders want you to believe something, then it's like, no, I'm sorry. I actually do know the difference between light and dark, right and wrong, truth. Truth, oh yes, I do love truth, and I don't get it from you guys. So I get it from the source, and there's something that goes off inside of my spirit when something's not true, just kind of a little indicator that's just like, okay, I know where that's coming from. So when it's a lie, you just let it be a lie. You're just like, okay, it's a lie. You guys choose to lie to your own hurt, to your own destruction. Just don't. It's better if you don't, because, you know, in the end, you're the ones that have the eternal consequence of that. You got a window of time to get right. Realize that there are consequences for your actions in this life. There are repercussions for the decisions that you've made. You will become the eternal manifestation of who you are in this life and who you've chosen to be. That which is within will come without when you are done with this life. You know, the body, the flesh that you live in is just a shell. And your spirit, your soul, they're linked into that for this window of time. But your body is not you. It is just your earth suit that you use to travel around in this dimension, in this paradigm. When it's done, then you just, you'll hop right out of it. Just like during these drive times when I get done, the car gets turned off, the truck gets turned off, I get out and I move on, I carry on. I don't stop just because the truck stops. Likewise, you won't stop just because your body stops. When your body stops, you go on. And you go on as the eternal manifestation of who you are within. So that's why, you know, with all these guys that are running around, when you know and you see, and with the eyes that are given by Spirit, you get an idea and a perspective of who they really are within. So when you realize what they are within, it's like, oh, okay, gotcha, understand, we're not brethren, we're not, there's no fellowship between light and dark. So I being on the side of light, you being on the side of dark, we have no fellowship, we have no common ground. Sure, the wheat and the tares grow together, so I'll whatever God leads me to do about you guys is what I'll end up doing. But I'm not under any kind of delusion that there's a mixing between oil and water. It's not happening. So, and I'm not going to get bent out of shape over it either. Because just like a child of God, we're given over to light and truth. We're given over to the kingdom of God. We're given over to the direction, the leading, and the guiding of the Holy Spirit. Like that, we're like that because of the fact that we're like that. Well, you know, the enemy's got ones that are given over to him to a similar degree. That the enemy has his servants, his soldiers, those that have sold out to the world, in the world, to the prince of the power of the air, for something here in this life, be it power, be it position, be it pleasure, be it whatever trinkets they offer, you know, whatever status, whatever prestige, whatever it is that they have done for that, they've sold out for that, and they're slaves to that side. They're slaves to that which has mastered them. So I'm not under any kind, I'm not like, oh no, how could, of course they're going to do that stuff. That's what they do. That's what they do. And, you know, now, that being the case, in Christ Jesus, I do have authority. In Christ Jesus, I do have power. In fact, I've got authority that trumps everything that they do. So the moment that God tells me to engage, the moment that God tells me, okay, this is something now that I want to deal with, it's over for them. And we have the ability, I don't care what their name is, what their rank is, how high within their satanic system, we serve the one who all authority on heaven and on earth has been given unto him. We in him live and move and have our being. So therefore, the moment that we engage, as led by the Spirit of God, the grace of God is upon us to do that, being that power of God that works on our behalf. So we engage, and when we do, it's over. So I think the thing is you can't engage based on your self-will. You can't engage in something, you know, trying to manipulate, trying to control, trying to do something in your own thinking. No, Jesus isn't in that. You're in that. So that's why I think sometimes people are like, well, why, you know, why is this happening? Why is that happening? Why is this not why does this lack the power? Well, you're not, because you're not in step. If you're in step, if you're in the right position, all right, you know, surfing analogy, if you're in the right position on that wave, you're in the place where you're moving with the power that's in that wave. If you're in the wrong position, well, one, you're not catching the wave. Two, you're probably going to get knocked around a lot. So what you do is make sure that you just get to the right position to then move with what God is doing. That's where the place where the grace of God is flowing in and through your life. The sweet spot is what I've started calling this whole thing. To be in oneness with the Spirit of God, in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing. That is the spiritual sweet spot. We're in that place, boy, there's nothing else you want after that. money is immaterial. Position's immaterial. Anything the world has got means zilch to you once you're in that position. Because you realize that this is what it's about. Everything else is fine. You become, in that place, a realization of who you are as an eternal being. So, yes, the sweet spot. That is what we strive for. That is what we... But you know, you don't even have to strive for it. You just be that. Because as long as you're trying, if you're trying and you're just trying, you're still, it's still on self-effort. It's still on self-will. So, you know, just be. When you pray, when you look to God, when you settle yourself under His hand and just let Him flow through you, you're just on. You're just there. So, no, it's a good place. It's a good time. It's a good time to be part of what God is doing. So, yeah, I'm encouraged. You know, I see God continuing to work and move through us. I see Him continuing to advance His purposes and His agendas, despite all of the stuff that the worlders are doing and trying to do. You know, it's just getting so much more obvious to me these days. You know what. What is what? I think, you know, your discernment as time goes on gets sharper. You know, there are some massive benefits to continuing to walk with God, the true thing of what it is. Because as you continue to walk with Him, as you continue to, as you continue just to go on this, there are certain things that happen as a result of life cultivating and growing and refining within you. You get better, if you would, at your spiritual kung fu. So, because it's kind of like there's the basic moves and then you just refine in the grace and the efficiency of those. And as time goes on, I guess it's similar with work. It's similar with a lot of things. But as time goes on and you just get more and more tuned into what it is, then when you see what it's not, you're like, okay, it's not. It's just not. It's not Him. It's not. People can try to dress it up. You know, that's what's so funny to me too. Is like so often with these worlders, they, because they lack spiritual authority, because they lack anything from God, because that's just the reality of who they are, they have to dress it up. They need to put something on their wall to have a degree, have a diploma, wear a collar, wear a robe, have a steeple, stick up a big cross. Just all of that is part of it. It's just like they have to put all of these things to legitimize that which obviously is not apparent as a result in and of itself of who that person is or what those people are about without those indicators. Whereas on the realm of spirit, look, the demons know, the angels know, everybody on the realm of spirit sees things for what they are. Because the outer stuff, it fades away anyways, and they don't see the material. Because on the spiritual level, that which is material is inconsequential. It doesn't matter. Hardly noticeable. So that's why the whole Acts story with the seven sons of Sceva trying to perform a spiritual ritual in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches, we command you to come out, as they said to that demon. And they were doing that for a while, and they probably had some initial, even quote-unquote success, because the name of Jesus has power. But one day the demon that decided, I'm going to pull these guys' card. And says to them, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you? Ultimately, I see right through you guys. And with all of your ritual, pomp, and circumstance, I also know there's nothing in you whatsoever. And as a result of that, one jumped on and beat up seven, pounced them, just knocked them around. And people, you know, kind of wised up and held the name of Jesus Christ in high regard when they realized. And you know what? We have to come through some situations like that in the near future where people don't play around anymore. And they realize the difference between somebody that's trying to use the name of Jesus and somebody that actually is his and walks with him, does his will, does his plan, does his purpose, is in oneness with the Spirit of God. So we're moving into those times. In fact, probably already there. So relax, enjoy, don't stress about any of this stuff, because God truly, truly, truly is in control. And all of these things that are going on, we're moving into a time now where we can actually we can move much more freely in these gifts that God has put in us. Things are being activated now that, you know, have always been there, but, you know, now God's switching them on, because the power of God operates as the Spirit of God wills it to. So in those people that are actually His and are being led by the Spirit and doing that which He's called them to do, it flows from within too. So that's why the kingdom of God is within, and you and I get into a place where we flow with Him in what He's doing. So it's just a place of being in step. It's not complicated as such. It's just lining up. So repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent, get right, go within, and move on. So yes, all is good. Life is good for the child of God. We have what we need in Him. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. We've chosen life, we've chosen truth, and we get to live with the eternal benefit now of that choice and of that reality. So hey, don't worry about a thing. Love you guys. I'll catch up with you guys again really soon. So God bless you. Hey, have a great day. Smile. God is in control. All right. Love you guys. Talk to you later. Mm-hmm.